Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, everyone. Good morning to the boys and girls. Good morning to the grown-ups as well. Good morning to those who are taking photos of me from the back. My name is Sean, and I am can anyone tell me what I am? Yes, Chloe? I'm a shepherd, that's right, I am a shepherd. In fact, I am one of the shepherds. You think that's funny, do you, Safi? I'm one of the shepherds from the Christmas story. And I want to tell you today the story of what happened to me on the night that Jesus was born. But before we go any further, I want to see your eyes. Can you show me your eyes? I want to see your eyes as wide as you can make them. Very good, Jakai, I like that. Very good, Sophia. You seem to be screwing up your eyes, but I like that. At least I can see them. And I also want to see your mouths. Can I see your mouths? Obviously, I can't if you're wearing a mask. There you go. Nice wide mouth from Chloe. Waggle your tongue about like this. Very good. Because as you hear my story, you will see that there is one thing that I do with my eyes and two things that I do with my mouth. And the one thing that I do with my eyes and the two things that I do with my mouth are actually things that you should do with your eyes and your mouth as well when you hear the good news of Christmas. So let me tell you the story. Okay, one dark night, I was in a field near Bethlehem. Now, why was I in a field near Bethlehem in the middle of the night? Well, I was there because I was looking after all of my dinosaurs. Wait a minute, is that right? No, I've got something wrong there. No, I was in the field because I was looking after all of my lions. No, that's not right either. I was in the field because I was looking after all of my... What do shepherds look after again? Sheep. Oh, that's it. Sheep. You're right. I was looking after all of my sheep. So I was looking after Larry Lamb and others. Like, do you get the reference? No. I thought Riss was looking at me. Larry, you know Larry Lamb? Thank you, Jim. I was looking after Larry Lamb and the other sheep. We were looking after these sheep in this dark, dark field when all of a sudden, that's right, do that again, Chloe. When all of a sudden, that's it, there was a bright light shining in the sky. The glory of the Lord appeared and an angel of the Lord appeared. And I was terrified. Do you know what terrified means? Terrified means really, really scared. Can I see your best scared faces, please? Carnell, what's your best scared face? That's a very happy face. Anyone else got a scared face? Jakai, stand up. And Joshua. Jakai and Joshua, stand up and show everyone your scared faces. Look at that. You look genuinely terrified, both of you. Very good. Sit down. Now, why was I terrified? Why was I so scared? I'll tell you. Because angels are messengers from God. And so God had come with a message for us. And that's really scary because God is so good, that nothing bad can come anywhere close to him. God is so good that no one who is bad can be friends with God. And so I was quite scared because I know that I'm not good like God. I know that me, Sean the shepherd, I do bad things. In fact, all of us do bad things. Even you boys and girls do bad things. Maybe you've hit your brother, or you've been cross, or you've said no to your mum and dad when they ask you to do something. And even the grown-ups as well. We sometimes do bad things too. In fact, quite often we do bad things. And I, Sean the shepherd, I know that I'm not good like God. So when God appeared, when the angel of the Lord appeared, I was terrified because I thought I was going to be in big trouble. There was nowhere to hide. I was scared. I was terrified. But then the angel said, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Can you give me all give me a big thumbs up and a big smile if you don't have a mask on? A big thumbs up and a big smile, because the angel said, I have got good news of great joy. Good news that will make you really happy. Today, in the town of David, a saviour has been born to you. He is Messiah the Lord. Well, that really was good news. I'd heard a lot about Messiah. A long, long time ago, God had promised that one day he would send a savior. He would send someone who would save us from the bad things we do and make us friends with God again. Isn't that good news? And now the angels are telling me, he's here. A baby has been born in Bethlehem. And he said, listen to this, this is really important. The angel said, this will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. Now that's a bit of a strange thing to say. You know, when you were born, you were probably put in a special baby bed. Look, we've got a picture here of the special baby bed. Does anyone know who that is? Can you see? This is Riss, my wife. This is Zach. This is JJ. And this is little Safi, this one here. When she was a baby, she was put in a special baby box, which looks like a plastic tub. And when you were born, you were probably put in a special baby bed as well. Were you put in one like that, Reuben? Yeah, you were put in a baby bed like that. So it was a bit strange then for the angel to tell me, the baby you're looking for isn't in a special baby bed in a hospital, but is in a manger. Do you know what a manger is? A manger is a big box which animals eat out of. A big box full of straw and animal food and probably dirty bits and all sorts of nasty bugs and things. That's a bit of a strange place for a baby to be, but that's what the angel said. The angel said, that will be a sign to you. When you see a baby wrapped in cloths, lying in a manger, then you will know that a savior has been born. What good news that was. And then suddenly, very good, Chloe, do it again. And then suddenly, I like the matching dresses, by the way. Everyone do the jump like Chloe did. And then suddenly, very good. It wasn't just one angel in the sky. There were loads of angels, and all the angels were singing praises to God. And then they went back to heaven. And we were left all alone in the dark field, looking after our sheep, not dinosaurs, sorry. Larry the lamb. Wow, what amazing news that was. What a surprise that night. I wasn't expecting to hear such a good message. The angel said, good news. Someone's going to come to save you from the bad things you've done and make you friends with God. So do you know what I did next? I did one thing with my eyes and two things with my mouth. The first thing that I did with my eyes was this. Can you do this? The first thing that I did, very good, Connor, you're already there before I'd even said it. The first thing that I did was to use my eyes to see. I used my eyes to see for myself. I wanted to see if it was really true, and I wanted to see more about this Savior. Of course I did, because it was such exciting news. Imagine if I told you that in that back room over there, just at the back room of church, there was a giant Christmas tree made entirely out of chocolates and sweets and your favorite toys. And that you could go to that room and you could have as much chocolate and sweets and toys as you like and you could take it all home. Would you want to go and see? Would you want to go see for yourself? I think you would. Karen would, and I don't blame you, Karen. Of course you would. That would be amazing. Now, unfortunately, there is not a Christmas tree made of chocolate in the back room. But if there was, that would be super exciting, right? Well, what the angel had told me was even better than a chocolate Christmas tree. He had told me a savior had been born who could save us from the wrong things we've done and make us friends with God. So of course I wanted to go and see for myself. So me and the other shepherds, we said to each other, let's go and see this thing that has happened that the Lord has told us about. Let's go and see for ourselves. So we went, just like in the song that you were all singing just then. Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go. We went down to the town. There was someone to be found. So we went and we searched for the baby boy who would bring us all joy. We kept looking. We looked in lots of different places. And finally, we found Mary and Joseph and a baby lying in a manger. And so we knew it was true. A savior had been born. I'm Sean the shepherd. And I saw with my own eyes, baby Jesus. What amazing things. So the first thing I did was I used my eyes to see. Second thing, can you do this with your mouth, please? The second thing that I did was I used my mouth to speak. When I heard the good news of Christmas, I used my eyes to see for myself, and then I used my mouth to speak. I wanted to tell others about this amazing thing that we'd found. As soon as we'd seen baby Jesus, me and the other shepherds, we started to spread the word. We wanted to tell everyone about this amazing thing that we'd seen and that we'd heard. Of course we did. It was such exciting news. Imagine if that Christmas tree in the back room, made of chocolate, really was real. Chocolate and sweets and toys. Imagine if you went and you saw it for yourself. You'd want to tell your friends, wouldn't you? You'd go home and you'd tell your family, you'd tell all your friends at school, and you'd say, it's amazing, there's a Christmas, you should go and see it for yourself, you can have as much chocolate and sweets as you like. You'd want to tell everyone that you knew. Well, this was something even more amazing than sweets. And so I wanted to tell everyone that I knew, and even people that I didn't know, stopping random people in the street and saying, did you know a saviour has been born? The angel told us that he is going to save us from the bad things we've done and make us friends with God. It's such good news. And do you know what? As we told everyone this amazing news, everyone was amazed. Can you give me your best amazed face? Chloe, stand up and show everyone your amazed face. Look at that. Incredibly amazed. They were amazed at this wonderful good news. But that's not the end of the story. I did one thing with my eyes. It was to see. Can you do the actions with me? I used my eyes to see. Then I used my mouth. Do the actions with me, Zach. Use my mouth to speak. And then I used my mouth to sing. Can you do that? Sing. You know, as soon as I saw this wonderful good news, I was so amazed. Me and the shepherds, we were so amazed. And we were so happy that as we made our way back to the fields to look after Larry Lamb and all of his friends, as we made our way, we were singing and we were praising God for how amazing it was that a saviour had been born. I am Sean the shepherd, and that's the story of what happened to me on the night that Jesus was born. Now I'm going to take these off. Now I'm not Sean the shepherd, I'm Luke. Wasn't that an amazing story from Sean the Shepherd? What an amazing story about what happened on the night that Jesus was born. Do you know what? It's exactly true. Everything that Sean the Shepherd said, you can read about for yourself. You've got a book in your hand, haven't you, there? Yeah, this is actually a part of the Bible called Luke's Gospel. And if you read the first bit, actually the second chapter of it, you will read the story that we actually read earlier, the story of the shepherds hearing the good news. This part of the Bible, it doesn't look like the Bible, does it? But this is actually just a little bit of the Bible. It's the same thing. And this part was written by a man called Luke. Now, do you know anyone called Luke? Oh, yeah, I'm called Luke. But it wasn't written by me. It was written a long, long time ago, before I was born, by someone who wasn't a shepherd, but he was a doctor. He was a doctor. And he wrote this part of the Bible down for us so that we could be sure that it really is true, that it really did happen, just like he said. And do you know what? The shepherds are a really good example of how we should respond when we hear the good news of Christmas. What did the shepherds do? Do you remember? Do the actions with me. They use their eyes to see. They use their mouth to speak. They use their mouth to sing. Can you say that with me? See, speak, sing. See, speak, sing. Faster. See, speak, sing. See, speak, sing. See, speak, sing. Now really tiny little actions, okay? Speak, sing. Now big actions. See, speak, sing. Okay, we can't do loud because otherwise we'll start, you know, breaking the rules. But that's what the shepherds did. They did see, they used their eyes to see, they used their mouth to speak, and they used their mouth to sing. And that's what we should do. When we hear the good news of Christmas like we have today, that's the three things we should do. First, you're doing really well. We're almost there, okay? Zach and JJ, are you listening? And everyone else? Yeah? We should use our eyes to see for ourselves whether it is really true. See for ourselves, discover more about Jesus, the Saviour. You see, Jesus really is the Saviour. We can't be friends with God because we have done bad things against God. But Jesus came to save us. Jesus, even though he was really good, really, really, really good. In fact, he was perfect. He was treated as though he was really bad. He died on the cross in our place. Now imagine that you had done something really naughty. Imagine you'd done something really bad and your mum or your dad or someone who looks after you was said to you, you need to go for a timeout. or you need to go on the naughty step, or whatever it is. You're having a punishment, okay? And so you think, well, I have done something naughty. Okay, I'll go sit on the naughty step. But as soon as you sit down, they say, actually, no, don't worry. You don't have to go on the naughty step. I'll do it instead of you. So instead of you having a timeout, you can go and play. You can just go free, and I'll take your punishment instead of you. I haven't done anything bad, but I'm going to be punished instead of you so that you can go free. That would be a bit strange, wouldn't it? But that's exactly what Jesus did. He swapped with us. He didn't deserve to be punished because he's good. He's God. We deserve to be punished because we're bad. But Jesus swapped with us. He took the punishment that we deserve so that we could be made friends with God. Isn't that good news? Put your thumbs up and your smile on. It's good news of great joy because we can be friends with God again. And so if we want to be like the shepherds, we should use our eyes to see for ourselves whether it's really true. And the best way we can do that is with this book. Hold this book up in the air. This is a part of the Bible. The whole Bible is all about Jesus. So whenever we read the Bible, we find out about Jesus. But this would be a really good place to start. This part of the Bible tells you about Jesus' life, including the story of Christmas right at the beginning. And so you can take this home with you and you can read it for yourself. And if you're not old enough to read big words, well, small words like this, then just ask a grown-up to read it with you. I'm sure they'd be very happy to read you the story of Jesus, and you can use your eyes to see for yourself. Okay, that's good. Do the actions one more time with me. You use your eyes to see, but the second thing they did was to use their mouth to speak. When they had seen for themselves that Jesus really is real, they spoke to everyone they knew about this wonderful good news that God had come to save us and to make us friends with God. And do you know what? We should use our mouths to speak to others too. This is good news, JJ. This is good. Oh yeah, there's no pictures in it. Sorry. I do apologize. But I'll read you the story later. Do you know, everyone needs this good news because all of us have done bad things. We all need someone to save us. But not everyone knows about Jesus. Did you know that, Zach and JJ? Did you know that, Reuben and Joshua and Sophia? Did you know that? Not everyone knows about Jesus. Not everyone loves Jesus. Some of your friends at school and some of your family and the people that you know, they don't yet love Jesus. And Christmas is a great time when we can use our mouth to speak to others about the good news of Jesus. Last one, you were almost there, you're doing really well. We use our eyes to see, we use our mouth to speak, and we use our mouth to sing. When the shepherds heard about this wonderful good news, when they saw it for themselves, they couldn't stop singing with joy. In fact, in the Christmas story, there's a lot of songs. 2 weeks ago, we heard about Mary, who was singing. Last week, we heard about Zachariah, who was singing. This week, it's the shepherds who are singing. Next week, someone else is singing. When you hear the good news of Christmas, you just can't stop singing with joy. It's such good news. And that's what we should do as well. We should sing and praise God that he has sent someone to save us from the bad things we've done and make us friends with God. Now, sadly, because of the sickness, we're not allowed to do singing out loud here in church, which is a bit sad. But maybe one thing you can do is when you get home, you can ask whoever's looking after you to go on YouTube and find some Christmas songs all about Jesus and have some time singing praises about what God has done at Christmas time. That would be the right way to respond to the Christmas message. You want to go home? Good news, JJ, because we're finished. The shepherds give us a good example of how to respond to the good news. Shall we do the actions one more time just to finish? They use their eyes to see for themselves whether it's true. We should use our mouths to speak to others that Jesus has come. And we should use our mouths to sing to God about what he has done. Well done for listening. You did really, really well. Father in heaven, thank you so much that you love the world so much that you sent your one and only Son. Whoever believes in him will not die, but have everlasting life. Thank you, Jesus, that you came to save us from the bad things we've done and to make us friends with God. Help us to trust in you, to love you for ourselves so that we can have our sins forgiven, and then to share that good news with others and to sing about it because we love you so much. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.